Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
We thank the Lord that we have another chance that we can fellowship.
我们感谢主，有另一个机会，我们可以一起来交通。
The burden that the Lord has put on my heart this morning, is to share on some spiritual encouragement from the book of 2 Timothy.
今天早上，神放在我心中的负担是就着提摩太后书和弟兄姊妹们交通一些属灵的勉励。
So why don't we turn our Bible to the book of 2 Timothy?
让我们翻到提摩太后书。
And we're going to read a couple of passages, verses.
我们先来读一些经文。
The first verse we're going to read is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
提摩太后书三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
三章一节。
But realize this, that in the last days,Difficult times will come.
三章一节，你该知道，末世必有危险的日子来到。
And then we'll go back one chapter, chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 20.
二章二十节。
Now in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
提摩太后书二章二十节。在大户人家不但有金器银器也有木器瓦器有作为贵重的有作为卑贱的
Chapter 1 verse 1
一章一节
Paul an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus
一章一节奉神旨意照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗
Verse 12
一章十二节
And we're going to read the middle passage.
一章十二节中间的部分
For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able.
一章十二节因为我知道我所信的是谁也深信他能
And then finally, we're going to read chapter 4.
最后我们要读提摩太后书四章
Chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
四章七到八节
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
四章七到八节。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们先有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you and praise you.
亲爱的主，我们要感谢赞美你。
We know that you have a deep burden that you want to speak to us this morning.
我们知道今天早上你有很深的负担要来与我们说话。
So we pray that you will set forth your own words.
我们祷告你的话实在是畅通无阻地释放出来。
We lift up this gathering into your hand.
我们将以下的聚会交在你的手中。
That your spirit will move freely among the meeting.
你的灵能够在这里自由运行
And you do the work of encouragement
你在我们中间做勉励的工作
And you set us free
释放我们
In Jesus' precious name we pray
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告
Amen.
Amen
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
We know that the letter of 2 Timothy is the last letter that Apostle Paul wrote in his life
我们知道提摩太后书是保罗写的最后一封书信。
And some believe that after Paul finished writing this letter to Timothy,
有一些人相信当保罗写完这封信给提摩太
The next morning, he was executed by the Roman government.
第二天早上他就被罗马政府处决了。
And because Paul was a Roman citizen,
因为保罗当时是罗马公民。
So he was not qualified to be crucified on the cross.
所以他们不能够将他钉在十字架上。
But instead,
但是
he was beheaded.
他是被砍头的。
But in any case,
但无论如何
towards the end of Paul's life,
保罗生命的终了
he became a martyr for the testimony of Jesus.
他为主耶稣的见证成为了一个殉道者。
When we read this letter Paul wrote to Timothy,
当我们读这一封保罗写给提摩太的书信
We cannot help but to sense the heavy burden with such urgency in Paul's heart.
我们能很明显地感觉到，在保罗的心中，他有一个非常沉重且迫切的负担。
He had this deep concern for the Lord's testimony for the next generation.
他对他的下一个时代要承接主耶稣的见证，他心里有深深的关心。
We know that Paul wrote two letters to Timothy.
我们知道保罗他一生，哦，对不起，保罗他写了两封信给提摩太。
And we know that these two letters were written in two different times.
这两封信是在不同的时间写的。
Perhaps there has been a decade passed between the time of 1 Timothy and the 2 Timothy.
或许提摩太前书和提摩太后书中间相隔了十多年。
When we read these two letters,
当我们读这两封书信的时候
we can really sense there is a shift in tone regarding the condition of God's house.
在说到神家光景的时候我们能够感觉得到保罗他的言辞之间是有了变化的。
In the letter of 1 Timothy,
在提摩太前书里面
when Paul wrote about God's house,
当保罗说到神的家
He said the house was the church of the living God.
他说这个家是永生神的教会。
He points to the very fact that God's presence in his church was very real.
所以他告诉我们一个事实，在那个时候，在教会中神的同在是非常真实的。
But then when it comes to 2 Timothy,
但是到了提摩太后书的这个时代
Paul said the church has become a large house.
当保罗再说到神的家的时候他形容神的家就像一个大户人家
A house that is mixed with all kinds of vessels
这一个大户人家混合着各样不同的器皿
Vessels for honor
有贵重的器皿
And vessels for dishonor
也有卑贱的器皿
There may be still some very few vessels in the house of God that were made of gold and silver
在那个时候神的家可能有一些器皿依旧是金银制作成的。
But there are many, many vessels that are made of wood and earthenware.
但是在那个时候神的家里面可能有更多的器皿是木器是瓦器。
What are the vessels to honor?
那么贵重的器皿指的是什么呢?
It speaks of the saints who minister the precious life of Christ in God's house.
他就是讲到在神的家有一些圣徒他是在侍奉基督那宝贵的生命
Their service leads to the building up of the testimony of the house of God
他们的服事带进来的是身体见证的建造
What are the vessels to dishonor?
那么卑贱的器皿又是指什么呢
It speaks of people who use their own fleshTo serve in God's house.
他就是讲到在神的家中人凭自己的肉体血气在服侍。
It leads to strife, arguments, and divisions in the testimony of the body.
那么在身体的见证当中这样的服侍带进来的就是争竞辩论甚至结党。
So Paul wrote this last letter to Timothy with a single focus to encourage Timothy to stand firm for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗写了这最后一封书信给提摩太他只有一个聚焦点就是鼓励提摩太要为主耶稣的见证站立的稳。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
I think this letter is not only written to Timothy.
我想这封书信不仅仅是写给提摩太的。
But it's really to all of us who live in the last days.
我想这封书信实在是写给活在最末世的圣徒们。
So as we fellowship on this letter today,
当我们今天在交通这封书信的时候
we will focus on four areas.
我们会讲到四个方面。
The first,
第一方面
we'll talk about the challenges and the difficulties we face in the last days.
我们会讲到在末后日子我们要面对的困难和挑战。
The second,
第二方面
there is the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里有一个生命的应许。
And then third,
第三个方面
we will talk about the secret of faith to stand firm in the Lord.
我们要讲到在主里面能够站立的稳的秘诀是信心。
Finally,
最后
an encouragement to all those who love his appearing.
对所有那一些爱慕神显现的人的鼓励。
So what are these challenges we face in the last days?
那么在末后的日子我们所面对的困难和挑战是什么呢?
I'm not going to talk about all of them in the 2 Timothy.
我不会讲完提摩太后书所有讲到的情况。
But I'll just list out a few from this letter.
我列出了提摩太后书里面说到的一些情况而已。
If you look at chapter 2 verse 16,
如果我们看二章十六节，
it talks about there are worldly and empty chatter.
在那里保罗讲到充斥着世俗的虚谈。
It will lead to further ungodliness.
它就会让我们去到更不敬虔的地步。
And then verse 17 to 18 in the same chapter,
二章十七到十八节，
it talks about men gone astray from the truth.
他讲到人偏离了真道。
And then in verse 23,
而在二章二十三节那里，
there are foolish and ignorant speculations.
那里有讲到说有愚拙的、毫无学问的、无知的辩论。
In chapter 3, verse 2 to 5,
三章二到五节那里，保罗还讲到，
it describes all sorts of corrupt condition of man.
他那里列举出了非常多的人堕落后的光景。
In these last days,
在这最后的日子里，
men will be lovers of self, lovers of money.
人会专爱自己，只爱钱财。
And many, many more corrupt conditions listed here.
还有很多堕落的光景。
And not only that,
不仅如此，
in the same chapter verse 12,
三章二十二节，
talking about there will be for those who wants to live a godly life in the Lord,
说到的是那些立志在基督耶稣里面敬虔度日的人，
there will be hatred and persecution towards these people,
他们会被仇恨，他们会遭逼迫。
And then in chapter 4,
而在第四章里，
verse 3 to 4,
三到四节，
it talks about even among God's people,
讲到就算是在神的百姓当中，
the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine,
时间将到，神的百姓当中有一些人，他们会 不耐烦的厌烦去听纯正的道理，
but wanting to have their ears tickled,
耳朵发痒，
accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires,
他们会照着自己的情欲增添好多的老师师父。
Indeed, no doubt that we are living in the dangerous times as described in the book of 2 Timothy.
毫无疑问，我们就是活在刚刚提摩太后书所描述的光景当中。
But we have to thank the Lord.
但我们要感谢神。
Because behind all these,
因为在所有这一些事情的背后，
Indeed, God has a glorious purpose for us.
神的的确确是有一个荣耀的心意向着我们。
In this glorious purpose,
而在这个荣耀的目的当中，
God has called all of us.
神已经呼召了我们所有人。
And in this calling,
而在这一个呼召里面，
we have to understand,
我们必须要明白，
there is a promise.
这里有一个应许。
What is this promise?
这什么应许呢？
It is the promise of life.
生命的应许。
Because from the 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 1,
因为在提摩太后书一章一节这里，
Paul began his letter writing, saying that he became an apostle by the will of God.
在开始这封书信的第一句话，保罗就说他能够成为使徒是因为神的旨意。
He didn't just stop there.
但是还没有停在这儿。
He further said that this will of God is in accordance to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
他继续解释下去，说神的这一个旨意是照着在基督耶稣里面那一个生命的应许。
So from this we can see,
所以从这里我们可以看见，
How can we stand firm for the testimony of Jesus in this dangerous time?
我们如何能够在这个危险的日子为主耶稣基督的见证站立得稳呢？
The secret here is life.
所以这里告诉我们，这个秘诀就是生命。
And this promise of life is not anywhere else.
生命的应许不在其他任何地方，
but only in Christ Jesus.
生命的应许只在基督耶稣的里面。
And we also need to understand this.
我们也必须要明白，
the promise is not an empty promise.
这个应许不是一个虚空的保证而已。
Instead, God has given us everything we need to enter into this promise of life.
相反，神已经给了我们一切所需的，可以使我们进入到这个生命的应许当中。
And how do we know that?
我们如何知道呢？
Because in chapter 1 verse 7,
在一章七节这里，
Paul told Timothy,
保罗告诉提摩太说，
For God has given us a spirit of power love and sound mind.
保罗告诉提摩太说，神已经给了你一个刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。
And even in verse 14 of chapter 1,
继续下去，在一章十四节。
He said, God has given us the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
保罗还说，神给了我们他自己的灵，就是圣灵住在我们的里面。
So in this life,
所以在这个生命当中，
we can suffer hardship for his sake.
我们可以为着主的缘故来承受这一些苦难。
And in this life,
也是在这个生命当中，
we are not ashamed to be the testimony of our Lord Jesus.
我们不会以为主耶稣基督做见证为耻。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
in these challenging times that we live in,
在我们活在这样子一个充满挑战的年代，
we are often brought back to the same question.
我们会一直的被带到同样的问题里。
Is what we have learned and what we have in us real?
我们已经学的和我们已经得着的在我们里面是真的吗？
Is this life of Christ in us real?
基督耶稣的生命在我们里面是真的吗？
Is our faith in the Lord real?
在主里面的信心是真的吗？
Because we remember God's word.
因为我们记得神有一句话。
Without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
That's why when Paul himself testified to Timothy in this letter regarding his faith.
所以在这一封书信里面，就着保罗他自己的信心，他向提摩太做了一个见证。
If you look at chapter 1 verse 12,
如果我们再看一章十二节，
Paul testified there are two aspects of his faith.
保罗见证到他自己信心的时候，他说了两个方面。
What did he say?
他怎么说呢？
He said that, for I know whom I have believed.
我知道我所信的是谁。
It talks about the first aspect.
这是讲到他信心的第一个方面。
It speaks of our faith comes from the true knowledge of the Lord, a person.
就是讲到一个真实的信心一定是来源于对主耶稣基督这个人真实的知道和认识。
What is the second aspect of his faith?
那么他信心的第二个方面是什么呢？
In the same verse,
也是在同一节经文当中。
He talks about, I am convinced he is able.
保罗说到，他说，我深信，我被说服了，他能。
You know, in the original word meaning faith, it's fully convinced.
在原文当中，信心的意思是说被完全的说服了。
So have we been fully convinced that God is able in any circumstances that we encounter?
我们是否已经被神完全的说服了？在我们面对的所有的环境中，神都能。
Forgive me to share my personal experience that happened to me recently.
请原谅我要分享一个自己最近的一个经历来说明这个点。
It's related to the stretch of faith.
这就是 讲到信心度量的扩张。
Recently, God put me through a situation.
最近神将我放在一个情况的里面。
And it just happened a few days ago.
几天前才发生而已。
Although, when now I look back, it feels like such a small thing.
我现在再回头看，我觉得这只是一件特别小的事情。
But just a few days ago,
但只是在几天前，
I was just so close to a point that I was almost just going to give up.
我几乎是要放弃了。
So what happened?
那发生了什么呢？
You know, this week is my first time ever sharing God's word on both Friday night and Sunday.
这个礼拜是第一次我被安排礼拜五跟礼拜天都要做分享。
And when I first realized a few weeks ago that I have to share on both days in this week.
几个礼拜前当我发现说连续两天我都要分享的时候。
You know, at that time,
在那个时候
I had some faith.
在那个时候我还是有一点信心的。
I trusted the Lord, you will sustain me.
我那个时候还是信主的，我觉得主能够托住我。
So, without any hesitation,
所以没有任何的犹豫。
I just accepted the service arrangement.
我就接受了这个服事的安排。
But when the time got closer and closer to this week,
但是当时间越来越临近，到了这个礼拜的时候，
my struggle became very real.
我的挣扎就变得很真实。
Because I felt like that I did not have enough time to prepare for two sharing.
因为我觉得我没有时间来准备两次的分享。
And to make this even worse for me.
让我觉得更加紧张的是。
Between Friday and Sunday.
在礼拜五跟礼拜天中间。
There's a Saturday gospel meeting.
还有礼拜六晚上的福音聚会。
And somehow,I was assigned to set up microphone for the online meeting.
弟兄就安排我说要在礼拜六晚上的福音聚会为线上的聚会来设置麦克风。
It means that I have to stick around for the entire meeting on Saturday.
这就是代表说在礼拜六晚上的整个聚会我都必须要坐在那里。
My original plan was to really lock myself up Saturday to prepare.
哦，我最初的一个想法是说，礼拜六整天都来预备神的话语。
So during the Thursday night, we have a gospel prayer meeting.
在礼拜四的晚上，我们有为礼拜六福音聚会的祷告。
I was kind of complaining to the Lord.
在那个祷告里面，我就是抱怨神。
I said to the Lord.
我对主说。
Don't you know that I have to speak for you on Sunday?
难道你不知道我礼拜天要为你做出口吗？
Why did you put me to set up microphone the day before?
你为什么还要在前一天晚上安排我去设置麦克风呢？
There are so many brothers and sisters around.
有那么多的弟兄姊妹在场。
Can't you find someone else to do it?
你不能够找其他人代替我做吗？
Shouldn't I spend my time on Saturday just to focus on your word?
难道我不应该花礼拜六的时间单单为着预备你的话语吗？
So after that series of complaints and questionings,
经过这一系列的抱怨和问题之后，
God remained silent.
那个时候神保持静默。
And so in my heart,
在我的心里，
I was brought back to this fundamental question.
我就一直的被带回到这一个最根本的问题。
Is what I have learned from the Lord real?
我从主那里学到的是真的吗？
Is this life of Christ in me real?
在我里面的基督的生命是真的吗？
Is my faith towards the Lord real?
我向着主的信心是真的吗？
So perhaps for the whole like half an hour during that prayer meeting,
大概在那一个祷告聚会半个小时之后，
I was struggling and wrestling in this question.
我一直的在这三个问题上打转。
So when brother and sister were all praying with such burden for the gospel,
当弟兄姊妹们为着福音有很深的负担在祷告的时候，
My heart was very cold.
我的心是冰冰凉的。
And I struggled to even say amen.
我甚至都不能够说 amen.
But gradually,
但慢慢的，
thank the Lord.
感谢主。
I felt that something deeper down in my heart.
我能够感觉到我内心深处有一些感动。
That I just could not remain close to the Lord.
这个感动使我不能够再将主拒之于门外。
And because of that,
因此，
I prayed to the Lord once again.
我就再一次的对主祷告说。
I said to the Lord.
我对主说。
Lord, whatever you need, wherever you need me to go, I will go.
无论你差遣我往哪里去，我都愿意跟随。
Whether it is setting up microphone or going to speak for you on Sunday on the pulpit.
无论你的差遣是要让我去设置麦克风，或者是来分享。
Doesn't matter, I give myself to you.
都不要紧，我将我自己完全交给你。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do you know what happened next?
你知道之后发生了什么吗？
All of a sudden,
突然。
The joy of the Spirit filled my heart.
圣灵的喜乐充满了我。
It was like the heaven opened up once again in my heart.
就好像在我的心里面，天又再一次的打开了。
Immediately, my spirit was set free in that gospel prayer meeting.
在马上，我的心，的灵就得着了释放。
And immediately, the Lord put the burden in my heart to pray for the gospel.
立刻，神就将对福音的负担放在我的心里，可以让我来祷告。
And I felt like my faith was immediately restored.
我也感觉到我的信心被重新恢复了。
So in the past three days,
所以在过去的三天
，Friday, Saturday, and today,
礼拜五、礼拜六、礼拜天，今天
，I was full of joy and assurance to serve in any meeting.
所以，我是充满了喜乐和确据来侍奉神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Who is God trying to speak to through the letter of 2 Timothy?
神是要借着提摩太后书和谁对话呢？
God is speaking to those who love his appearing.
神要借着这封书信和那一些真实爱慕他显现的人来对话。
If we do not have a love for his appearing,
如果我们不是真的爱慕他的显现，
then perhaps this letter may be as good as pastoral instruction for seminary students.
或许这封信最好也不过就是一个牧养的指南，为着神学院的学生们。
But if we have a genuine love for his appearing,
但是如果我们真的爱慕他的显现，
then we shall feel the same heavy burden from Paul.
那我们就能够从保罗那里感觉到同样深层的负担。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Do we long for his appearing?
我们是否真的爱慕看见他的显现？
The love of his appearing is more than just emotions.
爱慕他的显现不仅仅只是讲到我们感觉情绪上的。
Instead, the crux of the matter is our hearts being captured by the Lord.
这里的核心在于我们的心是不是被主深深地抓牢了。
If our hearts have been captured by the Lord,
如果我们的心的确是被主深深地抓牢了，
then we can't help but to long and love for His appearing.
我们就会情不自禁地想要看见、爱慕他的显现。
So may the Lord reveal more of Himself in our hearts.
愿主在我们的心中更多地开启他的自己。
So that we can all love His appearing.
好让我们真的爱。他出现。
We'll pass the following time to Brother 师伯。
给师伯弟兄时间。
我们是来感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
谢谢我们弟兄。来提醒我们
that through our brother that we were able to be reminded.
的确我们每个人在基督耶稣里面有一个神所应许给我们的生命
that in each and every one of us that the Lord has given us this life.
那我们今天早晨也要交通说我们的主我们的神是生命的主
and this morning, I want to share with brothers and sisters, about how the Lord is a Lord of life.
我们知道我们感谢神神在圣经里面向我们说话。
And we thank the Lord that through His words that He speaks to us.
那神在圣经里也将神的很多本性告诉我们。
And through the Bible, we see, many things that He speaks to us.
比如说神是爱。
Especially, that the Lord is love.
比如说神是说话的神。
And the Lord is one who speaks.
我们也知道说神的圣灵神被称作真理的圣灵。
And He is the Spirit of Truth.
那在圣经上也是告诉我们说，像上周我们弟兄传福音的时候，神是公义的神，也是圣洁的神。
And just like last week, in the gospel meeting, our brother shared with us how our God is a righteous God.
我们感谢神，我们神是说话的神。
And we thank the Lord that He is a God who speaks.
因为他向我们说话，所以我们可以认识他。
And as He speaks to us, so that we can come to know Him.
因为我们现在我们都可以知道，如果说不是神启示我们
，because we know that if it is not God who reveals it to us,
若不是神启示我们
if the Lord does not reveal to us,
我们不可能认识他
，then we cannot come to know Him.
如果我们想要靠我们自己力量来认识神
，and if we rely on our own strengths to come to know Him,
那我们就落入一个宗教的光景
，then we come into a spirit of religion.
那我们整个信仰就变成只是一个宗教的活动。
And everything that we do is based on works and religion.
因为我们只是靠我们自己的智慧，靠我们自己的聪明来想要看看这个神是怎么样子。
And if we come to use our own knowledge and our own power to see who the Lord is,
那我们必定要落到一般世俗所谓的宗教里面。
Then we fall into a state of religion.
但我们感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神知道我们的情况。
That the Lord understands our condition.
神主动的来向我们说话。
And that He, actively comes to speak to us.
那这些话经由历史历代以来就成为我们今天所说的神的话，圣经。
And through history, we see, His words.
让我们在圣经里面看见我们刚才讲到神的很多的本性。
And through the Bible, we see many characteristics of the Lord.
好，我们现在来读《使徒行传》三章十五节。
We'll start by reading Acts chapter 3 verse 15.
这里讲到我们的神是生命的主。
And this here speaks on how the Lord is one of life.
也可以说是生命的君，或者翻译成生命的君王。
Or to be translated, the Prince of Life.
使徒行传三章十五节。
Acts chapter 3 verse 15.
你们杀了那生命的主。神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都是为这事做见证。
But put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses.
这节经文的第一节，我们看见一个非常大的对比。
And this, we see a very big comparison here in the starting of this verse.
这里讲到死亡，讲到生命。
It speaks on death and of life.
这节经文这一节经文如果就停留在这一句的时候，我们就会完全失去希望，我们完全失去盼望。
And if we end here, then we will lose all hope.
因为这里讲到说，生命的主被这些罪人所杀了。
Because here it speaks on how the Prince of Life has been put to death.
就像说, 我们今天如果说家里养一只母鸡,
and it, for example, if we own a hen,
那这母鸡天天下蛋,
and every day this hen lays eggs,
那我们每天都可以吃到新鲜的鸡蛋,
so every morning we can come and we can partake of new eggs.
那如果有一天有人告诉我们说, 哦, 这母鸡被杀了,
but one day, if someone tells us that this hen has died,
哦, 我们知道, 哦,
then we no longer have any eggs to eat.
所以如果这些经文停在这里说,
so if this verse here ends with put to death the Prince of Life, then we have lost all hope.
我感谢神,
but we thank the Lord.
彼得, 神感动彼得,
that the Lord has touched Peter to speak more.
神却叫他从死里复活了。The
one whom God raised from the dead.
那我们也知道说，我们的主是不能被死亡所拘禁的。We
know that God is not one to be constrained by death.
他之所以要死，He
was to be put to death.
是因为我们的罪。It
was because of our sins.
感谢神。We
thank the Lord.
他神也叫他从死里复活。That
He was also raised from the dead.
圣经上说是为了叫我们能够称义。
It was so that we too could become righteous.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们的神是生命的王,
that our God is one of life.
刚才我们弟兄提到提摩太前书那个宝贵的经节，就是在基督耶稣里面，我们有这样一个宝贵的应许，就是得到生命。
And as our brother shared with us in 1 Timothy, that we have this glorious hope, and that is of life.
我们从圣经上也看到说，神是非常重视生命的。
And through the Bible, we see that God puts a focus upon life.
因为在创世纪的第一章里面，我们看见神在创造天地的时候。
Because we see in Genesis chapter 1, as the Lord is creating this earth.
那前面四天，我们看见神创造这些花啊、蔬菜、树木、这些东西。
We see in the first 4 days that that God has created the things of this earth, the plants and the trees.
那我们也看见神创造天上的星星,
and he has created the stars in the heavens.
那神也造了两个大光,
and the two great lights.
一个是太阳,
one is the sun, one is the moon.
那在这些造完之后呢，神就花了两天时间来创造生命。
And then after these things were created, he spent 2 days creating life.
那我们知道在创世纪第一章的那里讲到第五天的时候，神就开始创造有生命的物。
And on the 5th day, we know that God began to create the living creatures.
那我们知道第五天呢，是在水里面创造了许多水里面有生命的物。
And we know that on the 5th day, He created the waters which teemed with swarms of living creatures.
然后也创造在飞鸟，雀鸟可以飞在天空之中。
As well as the birds that fly above the earth.
那到第六日呢？
And what happened on the 6th day?
第六日神在地上造这些有生命的物。
On the 6th day, God created the living creatures on the earth.
就像今天我们看到这些牲畜、昆虫、野兽,
the creeping things and the beasts of the earth.
然后最后我们知道神创造了我们这些人。
And lastly, we know that God created the human beings.
那我们知道神在人在神眼中呢是非常特别的一个创造。
And we know that the creation of man is one that is very special to the Lord.
因为我们在创世纪第一章26节那里有读到。
Because we know that in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, it records.
神说,我们要照着我们的形象,按着我们的样式造人。
That God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness.
所以我们今天看见人在这世上,事实上是有一个很特别的地位。
So we know that that man has a very special place in the, on this earth.
因为我们看见 只有我们是照着神的形象和样式被造的。Because
only we are formed in the image of God.
所以我想，这就是为什么我们今天看见说，我们如果说看见世界上的其他的动物。
So when we look on the many different creatures here on this earth,
我们觉得说好像我们人的确比他们超越很多方面。
That we are more powerful than them in many aspects.
因为我们觉得说，在任何事情上，我们觉得好是我们来管理他们，好像他们没办法来管理我们。
Because we often think that we are here to take care of them, that they cannot take care of us. And the Lord also spoke on this.
因为神说要我们来管理这普天下之物,
that God has commanded us to subdue them.
那不仅如此呢, 神在创造人的时候也特别在创造人这方面有一点比较细节的描述。
And that there is also something very specific that God said when He created.
在创世纪第二章第七节那里讲到,
God spoke in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7.
那里说, 耶和华神用地上的尘土造人, 将生气吹在他鼻孔里, 他就成了有灵的活人, 名叫亚当。
Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, and man became a living being.
所以在这里我们清楚看见说我们的人受造是从地上的尘土所造成的。
So we clearly here see that man is formed from the dust of the ground.
那这节经文有一个非常关键的字, 就是生命的气息。
And there's a very specific phrase here, which is the breath of life.
因为我相信那时候亚当受造之后, 他也就躺在地上, 有眼睛有鼻子有耳朵, 但是是不动的人。
And I trust that as Adam was created on this earth that he was just a body and there was not yet life in him.
所以这里一个关键字就是生命的气息。
And so very specifically it speaks on the breath of life.
这是神将这个生命的气息吹进亚当的鼻孔里面。
That this breath of life was breathed into his nostrils.
然后圣经上就说亚当成为有灵的活人。
And then man became a living being.
真的是这时候我们就成为有生命的人了。
And then we became one with life.
所以感谢神，神非常重视生命。
So we thank the Lord that He focuses and very much on life.
所以神把这个生命的气息吹到亚当的鼻孔里面。
That as this breath of life was breathed into his nostrils.
这时候亚当就成为一个活人。
Adam became a living being.
我们为这个感谢神。
For this, we give thanks to the Lord. Because He is one who blesses us with life. And that He is the Lord of life. And not only does He emphasize this focus on life. And He also wishes us to multiply. Because in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, after he has created Adam and Eve,
他就告诉他们说,
God said to them,
要生养众多,
be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Because the Lord desires that this earth might be filled with life.
甚至在后来洪水将那时候人灭了之后, 剩下挪亚一家八口,
and after the great flood that there was only eight people in the family of Noah.
那之后神也是对挪亚他们家说要生养众多,
and the Lord also said to Noah and his family, be fruitful and multiply. For this we give thanks to the Lord.
那我们也知道说在这几个月以来呢我们神呢赐给我们这边的几位几对弟兄姊妹家有新生的婴儿。
And through these past couple months that there are many families who have newborn babies.
那我们知道这些怀孕的姊妹们当在生产的时候，我想或多或少都经历一些生产的痛苦。
And as the mothers were going through labor, I'm sure they suffered much pain.
但正好像主耶稣基督曾经在约翰福音那里讲过的一句话。
But in John chapter 16, the Lord tells us.
我相信这些姊妹生产完之后，他们看到他们自己的孩子，非常的高兴。
And I trust that these mothers, as they went through these labor pains, that afterwards, as they looked upon their child, they were filled with joy.
那约翰福音16章21节那里有讲到。
Because in John chapter 16, verse 21, it tells us.
这是主耶稣基督亲口说的话。
And this is words that were spoken by our Lord Jesus.
他说,
He said,
妇人生产的时候就忧愁。
Whenever a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world.
当然我自己无法体会说姊妹们生产的时候的痛苦。
I cannot come to begin to imagine the labor pains that mothers go through.
但当时我姊妹在陪我姊妹在医院生产的时候,
but as I was with my wife in labor, during labor.
那我不敢说她那时候是惨叫, screaming.
And I can say that
she wasn't
screaming.
但是我可以感觉到她的痛苦非常的大.
But I could understand that she was going through much pain.
但当孩子生下来之后,
but after the child was born,
那医护人员把孩子稍微清洁一下, 然后用毛巾包起来,
and as the medical staff cleaned the child and then wrapped the baby,
然后把这个婴孩交到我姊妹的手里面,
and then gave the child back to the mother.
我也看见她好像真的是忘记她刚才的痛苦,
and it seemed as if my wife had forgotten the childbirth pain.
她抱着孩子觉得非常满足的喜乐,
because she was filled with joy holding this baby.
的确我们感谢神,
so we thank the Lord.
神是很喜爱生命在这地上增多的,
that the Lord desires for life to be multiplied here on this earth.
所以虽然生产的妈妈们经过很多痛苦,
so even though a mother goes through much pains of childbirth,
但他们看见手中抱着这个新生的婴儿,他们心里非常的喜乐,
but as they hold this newborn baby, that they are filled with joy.
那不仅如此,我们从圣经上也看见神非常的宝贵这个生命,
and not only this, but we also see that the Lord truly treasures this life.
因为我们知道我们都犯了罪,
because we know that we have all sinned.
人犯的罪是因为从我们的先祖亚当夏娃开始,
because we know that sin started with Adam.
就像我们弟兄们传福音说, 因为罪人,所以生下来的就是罪人。
And just as through the gospel messages, we see that as sinners, we give birth to sinners.
但是当我们犯了罪,神并没有丢弃我们。
But even though we have sinned, God has not lost hope in us.
因为神很宝贵,他所创造的这个生命。
Because he truly treasures the that which he has created.
所以接下来故事,我想弟兄姐妹,我们蒙恩的儿女们,我们都知道。
And so, brothers and sisters, I trust that we all truly understand this story. That God has prepared for us this life. And through His only beloved Son, He has prepared for us this life. And we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 23.
因为神的儿子耶稣基督呢,是按着神的定旨先见被交与人。
It says, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God.
这是神的定旨先见。
That this is the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God.
神知道我们是罪人。
Because God knows that we are sinners.
我们最后的结局本来是在地狱里面。
And our future was in death.
但神宝贵这个生命。
But the Lord truly treasures this life.
所以神在按照他定旨先见, 要我们得这救恩。
And so in this predetermined plan of God, He desired us to gain life.
所以我每次想到神所给我们预备的救恩,
so when we think of the salvation that He has given us,
我相信所有弟兄姐妹, 我们不能不感谢赞美神。
And I think that we cannot but give thanks to the Lord.
那彼得前书, 2章24节, 这里有讲到,
in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says,
他说主就是这个他, 他被挂在木头上, 亲身担当了我们的罪,
and He Himself, which is our Lord Jesus, bore our sins in His body on the cross,
使我们既然在罪上死, 就得以在义上活,
so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
所以在这里有一个很关键的字，就是神要我们能够活过来。
And so the Lord truly desires us to resurrected.
神不要我们就死在罪犯过恶之中。
And He does not want us to just die to sin.
所以神要我们能够在他的义上面能够活过来。
But more so that He desires us to live to righteousness.
所以我们感谢我们的主。
So we thank the Lord.
神实在是爱我们的神,
that our God is one who truly loves us.
神是宝贵这生命的神,
and our God is one who treasures this life.
神要我们这个生命能够只活到永永远远,
And he desires us to have this eternal life.
所以我们今天在主耶稣基督里面得救的。
And so we who are saved in the Lord.
正如我们刚才弟兄交通的提摩太前书那里。
And just as our brother shared in 1 Timothy.
因为这个生命已经应许给我们了。
Because this life has already been given to us.
这个在基督耶稣里面的生命已经应许给我们了。
And this life has already been granted to us.
所以我们看见说我们可以在这个生命，这个新的生命里面。 我们可以一同来敬拜主。
So in this new life, we can come to worship the Lord.
所以为什么我们今天讲到神要那么强调生命的重要？
So why do we see that the Lord puts so much emphasis on life?
因为如果不是讲到生命的话，我想我们所有的一些活动就变成宗教的活动。
Because if there is no life, we see that the things that we do can become very religious.
所以我们常常听到弟兄们提醒我们说。 基督教不是一个宗教。So
we see that many brothers often remind us that Christianity is not a religion.
因为若是宗教的话，就变成说跟一般的宗教没有什么差别。Because
there is no difference in the different religions here on this earth.
但是我们从神的话也看见说，神给我们的是一个生命。But
we see that the Lord has given us a life.
我们也知道说，神让我们在这个生命里面能够与他有美好的交通。
And that in this life that we can have a fellowship with Him.
所以为什么我们常常说我们要聚在神的面前？
And so why do we often say that we meet before the presence of the Lord?
因为神愿意我们在这个新的生命里面与他有美好的交通。
Because the Lord desires us to have this fellowship with Him.
在这个生命里面与弟兄姐妹有美好的交通。
And in this life that we can fellowship with brothers and sisters.
所以我们每次聚在神的面前。
So every time we come before the presence of our Lord,
我们都应该自己来问自己这个问题。
We should ask ourselves this question.
我们是不是在这个生命里面来认识神？
Are we coming to know the Lord in this new life?
我们是不是在这个生命里面来敬拜神？
And in this life, are we coming to worship the Lord?
我们是不是在这个新的生命里面来服侍神？
And in this new life, are we coming to serve the Lord?
若任何一个答案是不的话，
And if any of these answers are no,
那我们要真是要 在神面前好好反省。
Then we have to earnestly come before the Lord.
因为我们不要忘记这一点。
Because we cannot forget this one point.
这个新的生命已经赐给我们了。
Because this new life has already been granted to us.
我们刚才弟兄也提到说，神借着圣灵已经住在我们里面了。
And just as our brother reminded us earlier that through the Spirit, that this life is within us.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们每次一同聚在主面前的时候，
Every time we gather before the Lord,
我们的祷告是，
Our prayer should be,
我们在神面前都应该是活的，
That before the Lord that we are all alive.
神不要误会了。
So let us not miss interpret.
我们不要以为说我们今天能够站在这里，能够呼吸，能够吃饭，我们就是活的。
And misunderstand that just because we are breathing, we are alive.
不是的。No.
因为我们知道事实上当神
吩咐亚当说不要吃那生命善恶树上的果子的时候，
Because we remember that when the Lord commanded Adam not to eat of any other tree,
神的吩咐是这样，
That the Lord's command was this,
他说你不可吃，
You shall not eat,
因为你吃的日子必定死，
For in the day that you eat from it, you will surely die.
那我们知道说，圣经上也很真实的记载，亚当吃完了生命善恶树的果子，他没有死。
And it is recorded in the Bible that after Adam ate of the fruit, that he did not physically die.
但这就是神要告诉我们这一点。
But the Lord desires to tell us this one point.
亚当虽然觉得自己没有死，
And just because Adam did not physically die,
但是在神的眼中，亚当已经与神的生命断绝了。
That in the eyes of the Lord, that after he ate of this fruit, that there was a separation in life.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们常常也要自己在神面前反省。
So brothers and sisters, oftentimes we need to meditate before the Lord.
我们不要以为说我们今天可以呼吸，我们就是活的。
That just because we are breathing, that we are alive.
哦，因为我们可以喝水吃饭，我们就是活的。
That just because we can eat and drink, that we are alive.
不是的。
No.
所以我们一定要很谨慎的在神面前。
And we have to earnestly meditate before the Lord.
我们要 跟神祷告,
that we need to pray to the Lord.
主啊, 愿我们是活在你的面前。
Lord, may we truly live in your presence.
感谢你宝贵我们的生命。
And We thank you that you have blessed us with this life.
感谢你，我们这一个新的生命是你所赐的。
That this new life is one that is given by you.
我们可以跟主祷告说，主啊，我愿意在这个新的生命来认识你。
That we can pray to the Lord that in this Lord that in this new life may we come to know you more.
主啊，我愿意在这个新的生命里面来多多来赞美你。
That in this new life may we come to worship you more.
我记得以前有一个弟兄交通说。
And I remember that there was an older brother who used to share.
他想说哦，对他反正蒙恩得救之后，好像弟兄姐妹跟他说哦，吃饭的时候要祷告。
That he remembered that after he was saved, that many brothers and sisters told him that he had to pray before every meal.
所以他觉得这也不错。
And he thought that this was a good thing.
但是一阵子下来之后
，But after a period of time,
发现祷告吃饭祷告变成他的一个负担了。
And he felt that this was a burden to pray before every meal.
因为他有几次说没有祷告就吃饭。
And there were some times that he just didn't pray before the meal.
就吃到一半他想说哦，我忘了祷告。
And he just began to eat, and after eating, he would remember, oh, I didn't pray.
这时候也不知道怎么做。
And then during that time, he didn't know what to do.
嘴巴中还在嚼着饭。
As he was chewing his food.
我想弟兄姐妹们，这个就是说我们已经落入到一个宗教的光景。
And brothers and sisters, I think this shows us that we have fallen into a state of religion.
因为我们吃饭要祷告，并不应该把它当作一个规则。
That praying before every meal shouldn't become a standard.
因为如果你是在这个新的生命里面的话
，Because in this, if we are living in this new life,
因为这新的生命，你在这新的生命里面，你为什么不祷告
？Why would we not pray in this new life?
那才是这个解决问题的方法。
And that is the solution to the problem.
因为如果我们只是想说，哦，我吃饭要祷告，没有祷告，我就觉得好像不太对。
If we focus on the fact that we should pray before every meal, and that if we don't pray, that we are in the wrong.
把这个祷告当作一个规则。
That this is something that we must do.
那这样就失去了神所赐给我们这生命的真实意义。
If we focus on the act of praying, then we have lost the purpose of this life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这虽然是个很简单的例子。
And so this is a very simple example.
但我相信我们所有弟兄姐妹，我们都经过，也许都犯过同样的错误。
But I trust that maybe we have experienced this a fault.
我们祷告。
And that as we pray.
我们是在新的生命里面来经历我们的神。
That we pray in this new life to experience the Lord.
因为好像我们年长弟兄孙弟兄有提醒过我们。
And our brother Sun has often reminded us.
这个新的生命哈。跟我们这肉身的生命一样，会有感觉的。
That this new life that we have is similar to the old life in which it has feelings.
会有感觉的。
That there is feelings.
所以当我们活在新的生命里面，我们的一举一动应该是非常自然的。
That as we live this new life, it should be one that is very natural.
不需要好像做出来。
And we shouldn't need to act anything out.
就好像今天我们会呼吸。
And just like today, as we are able to breathe.
那没有人说告诉你说你要。用力去呼吸，你才可以呼吸。
And it isn't someone who is reminding you that you need to focus on breathing.
我现在讲话，我就正在呼吸。
And as I'm speaking here, that I am breathing.
非常自然的。
And it is one that is
我没有说要求我自己，我没有要求我自己说，哦，对，我要记得要呼吸。
And I'm not telling myself that I need to remember to breathe.
所以感谢主，我们的神是生命的主。
And so we thank the Lord that He is a Lord of life.
是生命的君王。
And that He is the Prince of life.
他是掌管生命的。
And that He is governing over life.
他已经把这个宝贵的生命是永远的生命也是他自己的生命赐给了我们。
And he has given us this precious life, a life that is of himself, and he has given that life to us.
愿我们今天早晨的彼此的提醒。
And may this morning, may it truly be a reminder to, an encouragement to each of us.
我们都一起来活在这个新的生命里面。
That we can come to live in this new life together.
我们可以非常自然的。
And that naturally,
来到神的面前。
That we can come before the presence of the Lord.
为这感谢主。
For this we give thanks to Him.
我们最后一起有点结束祷告。
Let's have a closing word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们这永远的生命。
We thank you that you have given us this eternal life.
就是你自己的生命。
And it is life from yourself.
主啊，我们也知道这是你付了重价所买赎回来的生命。
And Lord, we know that this life is one that was paid with a heavy price.
我们为这个感谢你。
And so Lord, we thank you.
我们早晨实在要来赞美你。
And this morning, we want to give you thanks.
谢谢你让我们被提醒。
We thank you that you have reminded us.
在这个新的生命里面，我们可以真是一无挂虑。
that in this new life that we can truly be renewed.
我们可以说很自由地来到你的面前。
And that freely we can come before your presence.
我们谢谢你。
For this we give you thanks.
谢谢主早晨继续向我们说话。
And so this morning, Lord, we thank you that you continue to speak to us.
在我们每天生活里面，你继续向我们说话。
And that in our daily lives that you speak to us.
我们再把感谢、赞美、荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glory, honor, and praise.
听我们这样的祷告。
We thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.